Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway. And that's a
cool show. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joanne Black, the author of Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. JoanneSBlack.com, right, Joanne?
NoMoreColdCalling.com.
Oh, that one, too. Okay, NoMoreColdCalling.com. Check out all that, and you can find out also the title of one of her books, too, ladies and gentlemen. So check that out. Joanne, we've been talking about, and as I said, as you know, folks, Joanne's an 8-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, one of our top sales experts in the Brain Trust. And we're talking about women in sales now, Joanne. And what about women getting referrals? As you know, as the audience knows, you spend your whole career encouraging small business owners and salespeople to focus on referrals and less cold calling. How do women do when it comes to referrals?
Well, we are great at referrals because we are terrific at building relationships and we understand the value of it.
Yeah.
I think women to women selling is very different than women to man selling.
How so?
We connect women to women. There's just something that unsaid that goes on when we are.
I don't think there is anything unsaid when women get together. No, I disagree with that. Nothing's unsaid, Joanne. You know that.
It is unsaid. It's just we are both women, and we get it, and we start at a different place. We know about the relationship. We want to connect. We want to support each other.
Yeah.
It's different when I sell to a man. The conversation is much more targeted.
Yeah.
It's much more bottom line.
Yeah.
And then we can go back and fill in the blanks. It's just very, very different with women. We are great at building relationships. Relationships are why people refer.
Women, here's the deal, Joanne. Women are prepared emotionally, intellectually, and in every other way, biologically, physiologically. Women are prepared to take the time necessary that is necessary for this conversation. And men are less patient about things like that.
True. That's true.
That's what you were just saying. And I agree with that. And that's, now the women who are successful know how to talk to a woman and a man.
Well, right? Absolutely. And know how to communicate how our clients want to communicate, depending on the gender, depending on their age. I mean, we need to ask the question, you know, how do you want to stay in touch? Some people will say, oh, you know, give me a call. Others will say email. Some people will only want to communicate on social media, and others want you to text them. So we need to know that, and we need to find it out and ask the questions.
Do you think women find themselves gravitating towards women prospects and maybe try are more likely to avoid a male prospect?
No, I don't think that at all.
I hope not.
Well, we can, because if we're selling into companies, who's running the companies? I mean, right now it's a good portion of men are in the decision.
Fewer and fewer, though. I mean, it's changing. The numbers are adjusting. So, what would you say to a woman? Business, a woman salesperson, a professional salesperson, they're on commission, they're out, you know, they're taking their product to market. What would you say to them to give them the best advice for referrals?
For referrals?
Yes.
I think continue to focus on building relationships. It's not about numbers. It's about the connections and the relationships you have, and keep expanding them. You can ask for referrals because you have the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I would say is, for women in sales, is find a mentor, whether it's formal or informal.
Male or female?
No, find a woman mentor.
Oh, wait a minute. Why does it have to be a woman?
If I'm a woman in sales, I'm going to find a woman mentor who's in sales. It's that simple.
Well, you have the advantage of that I don't have in that area, but because you are a woman. But I will tell you, I'm not sure I agree with you, but I will say let's split it down the middle. How about having one of each one? What would be wrong with having one from both sides?
Jim, if I'm a woman in sales, I want a woman in sales to mentor me. That's it. Now, that doesn't mean I haven't had men who have been great bosses, who have directed me, who've
right.
been terrific.
Send your experiences to Joanne. Joanne, you want to give them an offer quickly. That you want to hear from them, right?
I do. So if you have a point of view on women in sales, send an email to Joanne at nomorecoldcalling.com and put women in sales in the subject line. And we will begin a conversation.
And tell them and tell her whether you think I'm you know, full of it or not, or whether you agree with me or whether you agree with Joanne. Right, Joanne?
No, they don't have to do that, Jim.
Come back soon, Joanne. Thanks for being here. Good job. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.